We can never learn too much about the art of meditation. We think that we all know meditation, and are we surprised? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. We all think we know a great deal about meditation, but what do we really know about meditation? Meditation is to think about, yeah, that's the ploy that we are most familiar with, but think about it. What does meditation mean? Meditation means that I give up all other thought for whatever thought I want to think about. Now, if I'm going to meditate about my health and what condition my body is in, what condition my mind is in, what condition I am in, then I don't think about what condition I want to get away from or what condition I want to not have. I think of what I want to experience. Now, what do I want to experience? Well, I want to experience wholeness. All right, that's a logical thing. Then start thinking about wholeness. How do you think about wholeness? Well, when you think about your teeth, do you think about the whole and perfect? Or do you think about every little imperfection in your teeth? Do you think about every little cavity that you had filled, or every little cap that you had put on or something? Or do you think about they need brushing? You know, and that's a silly thing to think, isn't it? My teeth need brushing. Well, that's the simplest thing in the world to accomplish. You can just go in the bathroom, take a toothbrush, put some toothpaste on it, and scrub away, you know? And, well, you're supposed to scrub this way and scrub that way. Hey, to hell with it. You get in there, and you take that toothbrush, and you say, toothbrush, I love you. Teeth, I love you. And just sort of swoosh it around, and swip it up and down, and between the teeth, and around the teeth, and up and over, and on, and scrub the tongue back and forth, all the way back and forth, and just do it. And there is no right way and there's no wrong way, because if there was a right way and a wrong way, then everybody would be doing it the wrong way, because it's not somebody else's right way. Now, what is the right way for you? The right way is what makes you feel comfortable. Take your toothbrush and get it in there and scrub. You tell children they should do it up and down and sideways with front of this and that, and that's all good, because you're getting them thinking about it. But as far as yourself, you're just brushing your teeth and you're saying, my, I have beautiful teeth. My teeth look beautiful. My, every tooth I have is so perfect. Every tooth is so beautiful. And where I don't have teeth that I want to have, I'm going to grow them back, you know? I'm going to be like that little lady at the 100. She says, I'll grow one tooth back a year until I get them all back again. Well, that's a number of years. And at 100, she's doing pretty good. Now, isn't that a lovely way to look at life? You just grow them back. Now, if you brush your teeth, you brush them with love, you brush them with joy, you brush them with a toothpaste or powder or whatever it is that makes you feel good. Now, what makes you feel good? What really makes you feel good? You got to think about it. When you think about it, what happens? Then you start acting upon it in the proper way. Now, if I say, oh, I have wonderful teeth, and I brush them, and I have wonderful teeth, I meditate upon my teeth. Oh, my teeth are so beautiful. They're so pure and so white and so clear and so perfect. They are the original purity and integrity. Oh, my goodness sakes, my teeth are my original purity and integrity. My goodness sakes, when I was a little baby and my teeth were coming out, they're so pure and so white and so clear and so beautiful. And, hey, that's the way I visualize my teeth all my life. So pure, so white, so visual. You see, that's meditating. Meditating is thinking about all of the goodness about whatever it is you're thinking about, all of the beauty, whatever it is you're thinking about. And if you're thinking about your health, you're thinking about your body, you're thinking about your muscles, you're thinking about your glands, your organs and your functions of your body, well, just think, hey, they're perfect. They're ideal. They're original purity and integrity. Now, I've been throwing that word around for a while because I kind of like it. What is our original purity and integrity? How was a child born? Every cell was doing its divinely right thing and perfect and lovely. And all of the cells were placid. They're not stiff. You know, they're gentle. They're smooth. They're wonderful. Visualize that. Meditate on that. To meditate means to think about. So what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about what you don't want? or are you thinking about what you do want, or are you thinking about what you are? Now, do you have the power to think about what you are? Do you have the power to think about who you really are? Do you have the power to know who you are? Do you have the power to experience who you are? Well, I say you don't have that power.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't have the power.
No, yes, I do.
You don't have that power. Well, don't fight me. If you have that power, don't be intimidated by somebody who says you don't have that power. Just exercise it. How do you exercise the power of being yourself and having fun? How do you exercise the power of being whole and perfect? Well, if I'm rich, I don't think about riches, I just enjoy them. If I'm poor, I don't think about riches, I just enjoy poorness. I enjoy my lack, and I think about my lack all the time. I think about, gee, I wish I had, gee, I wish I could, gee, I wish it is. And when you're rich, you don't say, gee, I wish I were. You just are. You see, there's a feeling, there's a nowness feeling in being wealthy. When you have money, you don't feel like you want it. You have it. You enjoy it. You don't feel like you need it because you have it. You enjoy it. Now, how do you get that feeling? How do you get the feeling of having it and so you don't need it or want it? How do you get that feeling? Well, that feeling comes when you become peaceful within yourself. When you just calm down, relax, and say, oh, my goodness, life is wonderful. And then the tension goes away. When the tension goes away, then needs, wants, and so forth, they go away too. How many times have you taken a deep breath today? And the day may be only starting, but how many times? How many times do you take a deep breath any day? How many times do you purposefully say, and just sort of sigh and breathe it out and say, isn't life wonderful? You know, and just really equate a emotion and delight over the fact that life is wonderful. I look at my dog Rex and I think to myself, what a wonderful example he is to me. He just lays there, relaxes, he's at peace. He doesn't care what people think about him. He sometimes has a little flatulence and it's a little stinky and people sit near him and they say, ugh. And I say, don't smell it. Don't think about it. The more you think about it, the more you make it something yours. Let it be gone. It'll be gone in the air and the wind and nothing. And it doesn't bother Rex. Now, why should it bother you? He's a perfectly healthy dog. He's a perfectly fine dog. He's a happy dog. He lives in the now. When he lays down and puts his head up on the edge of the couch and looks over at the world outside the windows, he's just enjoying himself. And when he's thought he's looked around enough, he closes his eyes and he goes to sleep. And then sometimes he hears a noise, he wakes up. And sometimes he doesn't even hear a noise. I'll be making noise around my house here, and he won't be paying any attention at all. And other times, he's alert to what I'm doing because he thinks maybe we're going to take a walk, maybe we're going to have a snack, maybe we're going to do this. But you see, he lives in the now, always living in the now. And as he lives in the now, he lives content and happy and peaceful, and he doesn't get ulcers. You know why dogs get ulcers? Because their owners think crazy thoughts for them. They worry about their dog. They worry about themselves. They worry about everything. Let go. Know that you surround your dog with your pure white light of love and there's no problem. You surround yourself with your pure white light of love. Do you want to have cancer? Do you want to have upsets in your being, in your body, in your mind, in your affairs? Well, if you want it, go for it. You know how to do it. But if you don't want it, just relax. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. And just live in the now. And how do you live in the now? By thinking about who and what you are right now. Do you like yourself? Yeah. Well, let's not have it be a yeah. Let's have it be a yes. Do you enjoy your company? Yes, I enjoy being with me. Well, then why do you want to take somebody along when you go for a walk? Why do you want to go to church and meditate with other people? Why do you go to the movie theater and sit in the theater and look at all these things? Why don't you just walk in nature, if you wish? Why don't you just walk in your heart? Why don't you just enjoy your own company? And enjoy your own company, what happens? Life is wonderful. But it can't be wonderful if you don't learn to enjoy your own company. And if you think that you got to have company around you to amuse you, then start thinking about what your body thinks. Your body thinks that it is not enough just to have you. It needs to have other people around. Did you ever get a massage from somebody and think how wonderful that was? You go and pay a person to do it for you, and you say, "Now, wasn't that nice?" Well, it really wasn't nice. This other person is getting their money, and they're touching your body and rubbing you and making you feel relaxed or not. And then when they go away, then you go back to your same attitude before. Now, when you give yourself a massage, that's a different thing. You can give yourself a mental massage, a physical massage, spiritual massage, anything you want. It is loving every cell of your body. It is loving every thought that goes through your mind. It is loving your awareness of your divinity, your awareness of your God self, your awareness of who and what you are. How many moments of the day do you spend on thinking about how wonderful you are? Well, unfortunately, for most of us, it's very little. And because it's very little, we get very little response. And because we get very little response, we are living only a portion of the life that we could live. If we would take time to fall in love with ourselves and our body and our mind and our spirit every single day, as though it were a fresh new love affair, we would find that living is the most exciting, enjoyable thing that we could ever imagine. And it begins right now. It begins right now in being who and what we are. Who are you? Who am I? What do I want out of life? Well, that's what I learned how to meditate about. That's what I learned how to think about. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I don't need to have somebody else touch me to make my life exciting. I touch myself. I don't need to have something in the outer to make me know who I am and how wonderful I am. I just listen to the divine within me saying, "This is my beloved in whom I'm most proud." And that's the truth. Think on these things. Find out how wonderful it is to have a love affair with yourself every morning, every noon, and every evening. And then the daytime between you. But just live in a state of absolute love affair for yourself all day long. Try it. It's fun. I know. I do it all the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.